Wow, I have to say, I'm absolutely thrilled to see Chainlink's Cross-Chain Interoperability Protocol, or CCIP, cross such a massive milestone. It's already secured over $110 billion in on-chain value. It really feels like we're witnessing a decisive shift in the blockchain ecosystem, finally moving away from those isolated networks we used to know and stepping into a unified, secure infrastructure.
It's a remarkable achievement, and honestly, it couldn't have come at a better time. Historically, moving assets and data between chains was a real headache. We relied on fragmented, third-party bridges that were notoriously vulnerable. It was a fractured landscape that left too much risk on the table.
Exactly. That's what makes CCIP so exciting. It completely solves that fragmentation by providing a standardized messaging layer. Now, blockchains can talk to each other directly and securely. It's like giving them a universal translator, but with enterprise-grade safety built right in.
And under the hood, it's doing a lot of heavy lifting. CCIP handles token routing, arbitrary data transfers, and smart contract execution while managing security, verification, and liquidity all in one go. This actually frees up developers to focus on building great features instead of constantly patching cross-chain vulnerabilities.
I love that. It's such a relief for the dev community. And when we talk about that $110 billion milestone, it's not just a random number. It represents the total value of assets being rooted, locked, or actively managed through CCIP right now. We're seeing it power major decentralized exchanges, lending protocols, and even institutional tokenization platforms.
Precisely. That figure really highlights three critical developments in the space. First, we have deep, verified trust from both retail and institutional developers. Second, cross-chain communication has matured from an experimental concept into a daily operational requirement. And third, we're seeing strong network effects, where every new integration just drives further ecosystem growth and adoption.
It's incredible to watch Chainlink evolve. It's fundamentally moved so far beyond its origins as just a single chain price feed provider. It feels like we're watching a company grow up and take on a much bigger, more vital role.
You're right. While legacy oracles simply input market data into smart contracts, CCIP delivers full-stack interoperability. It's actively facilitating how value actually moves across networks. It's a completely different architectural approach, and it changes how we think about blockchain infrastructure.
That expanded capability has truly transformed Chainlink. We've gone from a simple data provider to the foundational routing layer for the broader digital asset industry. It's a huge leap forward, and it's so validating to see.
And the implications of that leap extend directly into the future of tokenized finance. We're entering a phase where this kind of infrastructure isn't just nice to have, it's essential for scaling.
Absolutely. As traditional finance increasingly tokenizes real-world assets like bonds, real estate, and commodities, secure, compliant, and interoperable routing becomes a strict prerequisite. You just can't move that kind of value without a rock-solid foundation.
Exactly. With regulatory frameworks finally maturing and institutional capital steadily entering the space, standardized cross-chain infrastructure will be the engine that drives mass adoption. The pieces are aligning perfectly.
It's genuinely inspiring. Chainlink's trajectory is positioning it as the operational backbone of this next financial era. It confirms what a lot of us have been hoping for. The industry has permanently moved past isolated ecosystems and is finally building toward a cohesive, interconnected network. Here as to what's next,